Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Not a whole lot of time on the clock. And he's heading toward the end zone, and he's going to score a touchdown.
Yep.
And he slides and goes down at the one-yard line.
Yep.
Picked up a first down. He thought, well, we don't want to run up the score. We don't want to run
it. Oh, that's
it
not why he did it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
To run up the score? No, it was to take a knee so they knew they'd get the guaranteed win.
I know. That's my point.
Oh, okay.
He thought, you know, we didn't, and we don't want to run up the score.
Yeah.
Ryan Day had other ideas.
It's fine with me.
And instead of just allowing it to sit there and take a knee a couple of times and let the clock run out,
mm-hmm.
he had Will Howard run on the next play. He got stopped. Then he had him run again, and he scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
After the Buckeyes already were up 31-15, and that made it 38-15.
Yeah.
That smells like dirty pool, Andy.
Oh, what do you mean it's dirty pool?
What do you think of that?
I loved it. I love the fact that Travion Henderson didn't score. And to me, it just makes me think he's a super smart player that will be beloved by Ohio State fans forever. But like Will Howard said, Travion's a better man than I am because Will Howard stuck it in the end zone after the game.
So, he was told to.
Yeah, well, he said he's a better man. That's what he said after the game. He goes, he's a better man for me than me. I was happy to put it in the end zone.
All right, you want
to
know what I think about this?
I don't think it's dirty pool at all. It's 38-15. It
smells
not like
dirty pool, man.
55-15 is dirty pool.
It was 31-15
okay.
at the time.
Yeah.
And there was, what, how much on the clock?
A couple seconds.
Like a minute?
30-something?
A minute.
I don't think it was that many, was it?
There was a minute when Henderson went down.
Okay. 111. Yep.
You know what I think about it?
Yeah.
Stuff it in the end zone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know why?
I figured you'd be like, oh, hand on the ball, take a knee.
You know why?
Why?
These guys go out there and beat the living you-know-what out of each other all game. All of a sudden, you're supposed to play nice at the end? I've never quite understood why other teams get mad about their inability to stop the other team. Now, if you remember...
Now, let me ask you this. If it was, they had 50. Let's say Ohio State...
was 50-7?
If it was 50-15, what would you have said about that then?
Do you remember... I'll bet it was 10 years ago. The New England Patriots went through a season where Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, and I'll say Belichick because, you know, he's the head coach, did nothing but run up scores. Do you remember? They just decimated other teams. And the thought is this: you don't like it, stop us.
Yeah.
These guys, forgive me, they're not just college students out playing football. There's big money. They're making big money to play college football. The Patriots back in the year or so, that stretch when they just destroyed teams, I mean, they were running up the score, running it up. And the thought is, well, stop us. Go ahead, just stop us. You know, you get more work for your team by running things and trying to make it click. I don't like it, but I understand it completely. Well, and so I don't have a huge issue with Ryan Day telling Will Howard to go for it. I don't have a huge issue.
I mean, you talk about Ohio State, Michigan this week, the legend of the game, the 10-year war, the Woody and Bo, 1968. You know, after Ohio State had the game in hand, Woody went for two. And the great quote that lives forever is, why'd you go for two? Because I couldn't go for three. Because I couldn't go for three.
I get it. I don't like it. I don't like it, but I get it.
I don't have a problem when the score is a little bit. It's when you're up by like 50. Okay?
Snot out of each other all game long.
Yeah.
And then you're supposed to play nice at the end. Doesn't work that way. And if you call that play and your quarterback plows into the line and he gets hurt, well, that's on you.
Did you have a problem with Travion taking a knee or sliding?
No, that's okay.
I thought it was a great play.
I thought it was a classy move on his part.
It's a Nick Chubb play, right? We've seen Nick do that here.
I thought it was classy on his part. Todd's in Lakewood. Todd, what do you think?
Hey, Todd.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good to have you with us. Been a while.
Yes, it has been a while, and it's good to be on the show. Well, as my sainted mother, Grandma Buckeye, would say, if the other coach tries to do his Jim Tressel imitation and says Ohio State sucks, he gets every touchdown you can shove down his throat.
Should I Google you? How sweet
yeah,
was
Google
that?
It. Google
How
it.
Sweet
it was
that?
That was a nice, he had it coming to him, and you could tell Ryan Day, that stuck in Ryan Day's craw too, who I'd like to say has turned into, in the last couple of years, a real gangster. And I'm liking it. I'm liking this Ryan Day.
I think he's a heck of a coach.
You'll like him as long as he wins on Saturday.
And no, you know what? I like him no matter what.
I do too, man. But this three-game losing streak to Michigan is well, I mean, I don't know how he can't be uptight going into this thing.
That's going to go away anyway. But I've been telling people two times in my life, and you guys are maybe old enough to even know this, two times in my life have I gotten into this game not worried. And the first time was 1970, which was the year after the upset of the century. Because Woody spent the entire 1970 season. He didn't practice for the other opponents. He practiced every practice for that team up north. And so when it came time for the team up north, Ohio State kicked off, killed the returner. He fumbled. Ohio State recovered, and they never had a chance in that game. And the other time was Cooper's first win in 92. You knew that the talent had shifted and that this was going to be the year. And there was so much payback on it. And I feel that way about this year. There is so much payback coming that they don't have a shot this year at us.
Todd, good to hear from you, buddy. Thank you for the phone call. Yeah, I didn't necessarily like it, Andy, but it didn't bother me. Hey, you're out there playing. You're all making big NIL money now. You don't like it, stop them. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.